There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's start in the United States, where Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has met with Conference of Presidents Chair Diane Lobb and CEO William Darroff, who described their meeting as very productive and engaging. In a statement, Darroff said that many issues of mutual interest were discussed, and in particular thanked the president for his leadership and contribution towards Arab-Israeli cooperation, peace and progress between the two nations and the region. An Egyptian spokesperson in response said that the meeting highlighted the depth of strategic relations between the United States and Egypt and assured the leadership of American Jewish organizations that Egypt will continually support any efforts and endeavors to ensure a lasting peaceful solution to the Palestinian issue. Moving now to the other side of the world, where a former chief rabbi of Moscow says that Russia is showing signs of returning to anti-Semitic activity, last seen in what was then known as the Soviet Union, and which is now being used as a scapegoat when things go wrong for Moscow. Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt says that isolation from the world, anti-Semitism, general mobilization, dissident repression and economic hardship is now resurfacing. He added that 50,000 Jews have left Russia for Israel since the invasion of Ukraine, which he emphasized is a process he had encouraged. The rabbi says his priority now is to assist Ukrainian refugees, both Jewish and non-Jewish, noting the tiny Jewish community numbering 800 in the Swiss city of Basel, which has welcomed 100 Ukrainians, both Jewish and non-Jewish. Well, Danish Jews are celebrating 400 years since Denmark's king at the time invited the first Jews to live in the country. And the Danish embassy in Israel hosted Danish Holocaust survivors, historians, students, and Israel's first lady during a special event commemorating the history of the Danish Jewish community. Amongst many speakers highlighting the origins of Jewish settlement in Denmark, the First Lady of Israel, Michael Herzog, saluted the Danish rescue mission of 1943 and summed it up as follows, quote, "It has been said that ethics is obedience to that which cannot be enforced. The story of the rescue of Danish Jewry illustrates this very well. It highlights a simple but profound truth that when we are left to reckon with what really matters, it is only the call of our own heart that stands between us and complicity with evil." Unquote. Well, back in Denmark, Queen Margaret visited the Danish Jewish Museum and also attended a celebratory service at Copenhagen Synagogue. And before the service, the Queen had the opportunity to visit the brand new traveling exhibition about Jewish life in Denmark over 400 years. Well, over the next 2 years, the traveling exhibition will tour 7 Danish cities before returning to Copenhagen. The Abraham Accords is now finding success in the sports arena, with Tel Aviv hosting the first ever Abraham Accords Esports Peace Games next month. The United States Embassy has confirmed this event, which will host competitors from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco. Special gamers and leading gamers will compete for a prize of $82,000 to be distributed amongst winners. The U.S. Embassy also announced that organizers have plans to add up to 10 nations to the Peace Games to be held in Tel Aviv's Shlomo Group Arena and is expected to attract thousands from across Israel. In addition to the games, an open gaming festival will be held in which esports enthusiasts will be able to connect with each other via the gaming world. And the weekend is here again. Let's once again reflect on what caught our attention this week. Concerns continue to mount over a notable rise in anti-Semitic activities across a broad range of social media platforms. Adam Sandler receives the 24th Mark Twain Award for American Humor, which is considered one of the most prestigious awards in comedy. Thanks to the Abraham Accords, Moroccans and Israelis are now visiting each other to learn more about each other's cultures, practices, heritage, and environment, and it is hoped other signatories will now follow suit. And international students can now look forward to a generous donation of $18 million from Australian philanthropist Sir Frank Lowy towards Tel Aviv University's International School, which offers global programs and alliances. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.